Damn it! I need to get angry before I can turn.
I'm sorry, what?
I need to get angry to start the change into my other form. I'm simply not angry enough right now.
Well, why didn't you just ask for help?
With that, he slapped the young man. Pete slammed into the ground 15 feet away, and Stephen looked at him with his eyes narrowed.
Now get up and fight like a man, you ass-kissing dog.
Stephen faced the lanes again, confident Pete would be just fine and ready to fight in a moment. He was. Stephen could feel the rage directed at him, and he pointed to the middle lane.
Our fight is with them. I merely jump-started your change, Peter.
Pete glared at the vampire, then turned his head in the direction in which Stephen's finger pointed. Nosferatu.
Bring it, bitches!
The fight began. Cracks of rifle fire preceded three Nosferatu dropping to the ground, their bodies trampled as those who followed ignored their fallen. Men, women, and teenagers. David didn't discriminate when he changed friends and family to become cannon fodder. All had bloodlust in their eyes. They could sense the blood of those in front of them, and this time, it wasn't hiding behind closed doors. The pain and the desire to drink were too much for the Nosferatu. They couldn't see past getting those who were closest to them. If they had been sated, perhaps they would have tried to find others, but why would they go anywhere when they could smell blood so close to them now? They would strive to get into this cave all night until dawn forced them to hide and go to sleep once again during the daylight hours. Except when dinner came walking right into their room. That time, they had killed the soldiers, eaten them, and then laid back down. The blood of the newly dead had become their mattresses on the cold, dark floor. The front of the Nosferatu line hit them, and Stephen and Pete tore into the enemy with abandon. The wearer's claws ripped the jaws from the beings, and his return strokes gouged their throats out. On his right, the vampire did the same with considerably more efficiency. Stephen was a machine of destruction. He would slam his clawed hand across a skull, shattering the head and spraying the nearby Nosferatu with brains. Then he would kick out, and another Nosferatu would have their ribcage crushed by his foot. They would be pushed back a few feet, but would be stopped by those behind. Sometimes those he kicked would fall. Other times they would come back and press the attack, albeit significantly slower than before. Often, before Stephen could get back to such an attacker, its head would explode from Todd's team's fire support from the cave. The Nosferatu couldn't break through the two fighters in the center. So many tried to go around. They would attack Pete's and Todd's teams, Matthew, Joel, and Joseph on the left, Tim and Ricky on the right. Two Nosferatu ganged up on Joel, and a third slipped through the line. It was on Kevin Russell faster than Chet could react, and it savaged him even as the bullets from Chet's rifle slammed through its head. Both the Nosferatu and Kevin fell.
Man down!